Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe.
So how did we get into that story you were telling during the break, which was funny?
Well, I was telling them about, you know, we're talking weed, where is it legal, where is it not? And if you get pulled over as an adult, because I think Vinny said, like, look, it's basically legal if you're an adult. Just be smart about it, right? But if you happen to have recently been pulled over and you're like, oh, you know what? I think I might have like one gummy in my car. I'm not driving high or anything like that. It just a friend of mine that I sometimes work with gave me.
I feel like that's just a cop telling you, like, hey, time to eat that gummy.
Yeah. I've seen people. Like, it was 8:15 in the morning and I was picking up my daughter from school, from like a whatever. Therapy, and I realized when he was approaching the car, I'm like, I do have something on me. Then we started talking about like how nervous you get, even as a 40-year-old, to be like, you know, this is Texas. Like, I would go to jail, at least for the day.
Something would happen.
Yeah, and so I believe Lawrence has already exhibited that his idea would just be to eat the THC, and Vinny. Then piped in that he's gone much further than that before.
Yeah, well, this was actually after I had that gun pulled on me with a Rubik's Cube, and I needed to, like, kind of seek out a therapist, you know, because there was a lot of sleepless
traumatic
nights. Yeah, and, you know, it was really hard to find a therapist, too. I ended up finding, like, an old, like, Korean War vet as the guy who just really whipped me into shape, because the whole time I felt like, why am I feeling any sort of way, like, you actually went through some shit, like, you know, why should I? And he was like, no, but the difference is I signed up for that. This happened, like, where you live, like, you should probably actually feel more traumatized. And then once he said that, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But he's told me, he was like, legally I can't, you know, like, recommend, like, psychedelics or anything, but psychedelics have helped people, like, with, like, PTSD or whatever. And that's all the green light I need for my next psychedelic trip, you know. So, doctor's orders. So, this was like fall, a couple years ago, and we were going down to San Antonio. It was me, my wife, and our bulldog. We had an English bulldog, Phoebe, and we were gonna make like a weekend out of it. We're gonna, you know, bring some mushrooms. We were gonna, you know, staying with my cousin. We're gonna party. I'm doing comedy this weekend. Like, it's gonna be a good weekend. It's gonna be a very therapeutic, positive weekend. So we drive down, and we get to my cousin's house. We're staying with her, and come around and open up the back, and my dog is having a tough time breathing. She's really, like, her tongue's turning purple. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's not getting any oxygen to her brain. Like, and she's a bulldog anyway, so she's already, like, prone to having, like, you know, tough time breathing. But, you know, so I pick her up, put her on, like, on the driveway. She, like, rolls down the driveway. Oh, God, this is not good. Pick her up, take her into the house. You know, she makes it maybe like 5 minutes in the house, and then she just, like, dies, like, right there. Me and my wife right there, like, trying to give her chest compressions and giving her mouth to mouth and doing whatever we can. And it was really heartbreaking. And then I, like, looked at my phone, and I'm like, oh, I have a comedy show that starts in like 20 minutes, but I have this, like, dead dog in my cousin's house. I can't just, like, leave this here like this. I gotta take care of this. So I call the comedy club, and I'm like, you guys aren't gonna believe this, but my dog died. And they're like, a dead dog, right? You know, we've heard that 1,000 times, you know. So I'm like, I can make an executive decision. I'm like, okay, we're gonna go to HEB, we're gonna get a cooler, and we're gonna go to Houston, put my dog in the cooler, and we're gonna go bury the dog at my parents' house, their old, you know, family house. They've never moved. All of our family pets are buried there.
But you canceled your comedy show?
Can't. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just featuring that weekend anyway, so I wasn't headlining, but I was just, you know.
What if you were headlining? Do you do
it? If I was headlining, that dog is staying in the house.
Okay.
I said earlier, I was like, I would have canceled the show. I would have.
I wonder how funny you can be with that in your head.
In your head, yeah.
Oh, I've had it.
And then, so, you know, we go to HEB, get the cooler, convert the hatchback into a hearse, start making our way down I-10, going to Houston, and get to, like, Seguin. And then all of a sudden, you know, I see the red and blue lights in the rearview mirror, and I'm like, oh. We can swear here, right?
No, of course.
Okay, I swear. I was like, damn. And the So the cop pulls me over, and I'm like, man, we have enough mushrooms here for like four people. You know, my wife is here. I got this dead dog in the back. And I'm like, I don't want my wife to, like, you know, go down for any of this. Like, you know, so I decided to just, you know, make another executive decision and just eat all the mushrooms, like, as the car is as slowing down, pulling off to the side. And so the cop, he walks up. And, you know,
how super troopers is that?
Yeah, <It's>, yeah.
The cop walks up and he's, you know, telling us that, you know, we're speeding. And I was like, man, I'm so sorry about that. And he's like, yeah, it smells a little funky in here, too. And I was like, you're not going to believe this. I have a dead dog in the back. And then the cop, he gives me the line that the comedy club is like, dead dog, right? Yeah, I've heard that 1,000 times. He's like, let's look at the car. Let's see it. So I open up the door, go to the back, open up the hatchback, pull out the cooler, lift open the lid. And the cop looks in, and he's like, yeah, I'm sorry for your loss. You know, you guys be on your way. I told him, you know, what we were doing. And
but you had eaten.
I'd eaten all the mushrooms in my system at this time, yeah. So then my wife, she takes over and drives the rest of the way there.
Did you think about, like, making yourself puke?
I can't do that. I'm not a...
Like, I would worry about... I'd die.
Nah,
like, I guess I don't know. Can you overdose on mushrooms?
You'd have to go.
You can wish you didn't do it.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So we drive back, we make it to Houston, and, you know, it's by the time we get there, it's like pouring down rain. I'm like digging a grave for my dog, and I'm like peeking on mushrooms as this is happening. And I guess the point of the story is vote, I guess. That's the point of the story.
Yeah, legalize. The last time I ate mushrooms, I thought I was going to be okay. I was like, because I ate them a lot as a kid. I remember I ate a bunch of mushrooms by myself, and I had such a panic attack. This was when I was bad on drugs. I went home and smoked meth to calm down. That's how bad that trip was.
You guys are awesome, man.
Confidently say I've never heard anyone say I smoke meth to calm down.
Yeah, I was having a real... I almost knew who I was for a second. I had to go home and stop
that.
Yeah. The dumbs are dumbs are dumbs.